Common Sense Hotline is open. 888-900-9966. But you better bring your A-game. Take it
easy. All right. Got a little time here. Why not? Walt used to work for the Postal Service, he said. Calling me from Kalamazoo, WKMI, the place to find us in Kalamazoo, Monday through Friday, the Michigan Talk Network. Walt, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing, Steve?
Doing good. Thank you for listening. And, all right, so you used to work for the post office. You heard the conversation about, you know, giving Jeff Bezos and all these people a deal. Why are we doing that? What's going on?
The reason I think they're doing it is basically to prevent the other companies like UPS and FedEx from getting the business, you know. That's one of the things, and it increases what they have. And I think they're hoping to keep that contract, and also.
But why? Why would you fight to keep a losing contract? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's kind of the way that they manage themselves. There's a lot of dumb things that they do like that. The big problem is the union. One of the several unions, the biggest one, American Postal Workers Union. They're highly trained. And they're very powerful, and they also have liberal politicians backing them. So, you know, they get funding, they get money, and then it's turned back over to campaigns.
Yep.
And, you know, just like you know,
it sounds like you're muffling your phone a little bit. Be careful how you cup your phone there. That's all right. But it seems to me the American Postal Workers Union, maybe we need a federal right to work statute in this country.
Right, and then get rid of all the things involved with the union stuff. They really don't need one. What they need is somebody who's done business before, who's done a large corporation. Not a politician.
Bring in the former CEO of UPS and run the place. Thank you for checking in, Walt. I greatly appreciate it. Bring in the former CEO of UPS or whomever else, and let's run this thing the way it ought to be run. You can compete with UPS and FedEx. Just bring in their people and hire them. Again, politicians and such throw around the term best practices. Well, how about we find somebody who knows what those are? How about we find somebody who actually understands what those best practices really are? All right, 888-900-9966 for a couple of minutes. I'll leave the line open. I'm going to Jennifer now. Jennifer, how are you? Where have you been?
Well, thank you for taking my call. And you know, I hold you in great regard. I have nothing but the utmost respect for you and your opinion. However, I am somewhat concerned about kind of the nonchalant comment about the price of gasoline here, because gasoline prices here have and are creating a situation where you're going to decide, am I going to have the gas to go to the doctor, or am I going to buy food? It's that bad here at 318, at least when you're on a fixed income. And I would like to know why. In Texas, the gas is $2.54, but here it's $3.18 and supposed to go up higher.
Well, because we keep raising the gas taxes. You know that. Gas taxes keep going up.
It's time, as far as I'm concerned, to kick the bums out.
Well, you know, I can't argue with that kind of logic, Jennifer. You know that. But yeah, gas taxes. I mean, why do people in the UK pay $10 a gallon and people in Canada right now $6 a gallon? The reason is simple. It's taxes, because a barrel of oil costs whatever it costs on the world market.
And every gallon that we buy, the government rolls in more money, and yet they think of more ways to impose taxes upon us. I've had enough.
I don't disagree, Jennifer, and I appreciate you checking in. You don't stay away so long next time, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go, Jennifer. And not wrong. I mean, here in Michigan, we've paid how many times to have the roads fixed? And the taxes continue to go up on our gasoline, both at the state and federal level. We continue to pay more. And some of the candidates running for governor right here on this program in the last 30 days or so said they want to raise taxes on gases even higher. We want to impose even higher gasoline taxes and fees and so forth to do what? To force people that are on a fixed income to decide whether they're going to travel or do something else with their money, because when you get to $3.19 and $3.20 and then $4, remember how Barack Obama said he wanted to see gas prices get to $10 a gallon? You remember that? Well, that sure would be fair on the people that are at the lower rungs of the economic ladder. Wouldn't that be nice for them? You're going to decide whether you're going to buy insurance for your car or get in your car and go to work. Or can you even afford to drive to work anymore because it's too far away and therefore the money you're spending on gasoline to get to your job is prohibitive? Did you ever consider that? And then you consider that you want to raise more taxes on gasoline and fuel. I think a lot of these policies are not well conceived. How about that? I think these policies are not well conceived, a good way to put it for sure. And so when you continue to pound on the little guy being anybody who, you know, works for a living in this country, gasoline does make a difference. Now, having said that, be thankful that America is on this energy renaissance. Be thankful that we've been able to create this energy renaissance using shale and using fracking, using technology and American know-how and getting things done. Do not allow those that would have you believe the world is coming to an end, that the planet is being destroyed, curtail energy production. What we have in America is we have vast natural resources. In order to remain competitive, in order to remain in the lead in this world, in this very competitive world, we need to harness our resources, which include energy, natural gas, oil, coal. We need to use all of these things to our advantage. We need to be smart about it. We need to clean up after ourselves, but we need to remain on the cutting edge to remain competitive. There's just no two ways about it. When we have social justice and environmental justice warriors out there telling us we must not do these things, as they come from their privileged Upper East Side, middle class elite homes, and go to fancy elite colleges and then look down their noses and dictate to us while they wag their finger and they've never actually gotten out into the real world. They've never actually had a job at Walmart or McDonald's or someplace else. They've never actually had to do that sort of thing to survive, to get by and pay gasoline prices because mommy and daddy pay their credit card bill. I'm sorry, I'm not interested in hearing from you right now, little boy, because you've never actually had a job out here amongst us. Silly peasants. The serfs are not taking it very well. It's 52 after on a Thursday. Some final thoughts after this.